Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products, well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually. Oh, yeah.
And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. You can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams, available at retailers nationwide and online.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hey guys, welcome to the Almost Famous podcast. It's Ashley.
And it's Ben.
How you doing, Ben?
Ah, fantastic. You just incredible.
Really? Because I think you got on and said you had an emergency at one of your restaurants. What's going on?
Oh, just COVID's crazy. So we have a lot of outdoor seating right now. And today was our first day doing, this is going to be so boring, but it's actually, I'll be quick.
Okay.
Mondays, just like most cities, every restaurant in town is closed. And so Ashkara, one of my restaurants, is doing a industry brunch on Mondays now, where it opens up just for people who work in the restaurant world, so they have a place to go and to out and drink. And so we just had some like logistic stuff, so I ran down there, got back, and now I'm doing my favorite thing that I do every week, which is talk to you about all of these fools in Bachelor Nation.
Okay, let's go dive into Bachelor headlines now. And speaking of fools or not fools, we'll start with the mildest of all headlines.
It's one that Chris Harrison made this week. He said that his son Joshua is by far the most even-keeled, the least dramatic figure that has ever been part of a Bachelor show. If you guys don't know, his son Joshua has been, quote, helping him out while he records the GOAT episodes from home. I think there might be more of a crew than just Joshua, but it's a cute little thing to play along with.
Yeah, they're definitely following the COVID rules, and there's, I'm sure Josh has helped now and again, and they've figured out ways to make the most out of the GOAT seasons. Here's the real thing. I would love to talk to Josh for a second, because Josh is airing on ABC right as his college career is beginning.
How cool.
Can you imagine, like, if you're in college and you walk in, you're like, wait, I've seen you on TV. You're like, yeah, I'm Chris Harrison's son. Like, that dude is walking on water in college right now.
Yeah, that's really cool, especially since the GOAT episodes aren't even done airing. So the kid is basically on ABC primetime and just moving into his college dorm.
If I was him, my college dorm, like, just because I'm a lot worse of a person than Josh is, my door would say Chris Harrison's son. And then it would have roses on it. And every Monday night now that I'm on TV, I'm having a watch party for just a meet and just to meet and mingle with anybody that wants to come in my dorm room. Think about the possibilities.
Something tells me that you wouldn't be doing that. However, what a fantastic idea if you want to be a little bit more low key about it, to just like, oh, hey, girls. Yeah, my dad's Chris Harrison. Like, of course I have to watch the show. You can come over to my dorm on Monday nights.
Yeah, come on over. Say hi.
I'll give you the inside scoop.
Uh-huh. You want to see roses? You want to see if my driveway really is that wet all the time? Come on. Let's talk. Other headlines. It's been a bit since we've talked about this guy. It's been too long. Tyler Cameron says something that I feel like it's pretty bold.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was a little bit bizarre. Okay, so here's the headline. This week, Tyler said that if he and Hannah ended her season together, that they would currently be planning their wedding. And I'm like, wait a second, Tyler. So if you had ended up with her and just for some, you know, like, she didn't pick Jed, she picked you. You really think you'd be planning your wedding currently? Because I just don't believe this, because these two have become such good friends and they spent so much time in quarantine together that if they were going to indeed be planning a wedding, if they ended up together at the end of the season, then they would just be together right now as a couple and not as friends, right?
Ashley, I could not agree more.
Okay, good.
So if you're saying we have the potential of getting married, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you're looking at another human going, like, I would marry you. I'm single. I would marry you and be excited about that. Like, you are my person. You're my partner. Then why talk about it? Like, just do it.
Or at least can be together, like, if you were that certain that you'd be planning a wedding.
Absolutely crazy. Next headline, ABC releases new Bachelorette teaser with Claire Crawley. But here's the interesting part. And I want to hear your opinion first. But no sign of Tayshia Adams in the trailer.
This week, we're going to just mesh some two headlines together here. This week was the first week that Tayshia has been spotted. There are photos of her on set at La Quinta. So now, I guess, we all know there's proof that she is playing some sort of role in this season of The Bachelorette. In this promo that came out on Tuesday, it's Claire not really showing too much of her face. A lot of, like, those quick body shots. She looks stunning from what we can see. And she's tossing roses around, as every Bachelorette does in her promo. And Aretha Franklin's Respect plays in the background, which I think is a perfect theme song for Claire's season of The Bachelorette.
Love Aretha.
But, yeah, of course they're not confirming that there's any sort of Bachelorette switch up in this promo. They're just gonna keep on pretending that it's a one Bachelorette season. Oh, I do want to go back and talk about where in this world Claire and Tyler meet. And that is with his best friend, Matt James. And if you guys remember, it was a hot topic that we broached a couple times earlier in the summer. Claire was not a fan of Tyler's best friend and now our future bachelor, Matt James, being on Cameo before filming what would be her season, because, you know, before all of this, Matt was supposed to be a contestant on her season. Well, he says that, you know, as much as he hopes that Claire and the guy that she presumably chooses to leave the show with have a happy, long-lasting love, he also says, quote, "The funny thing is Matt had a cameo, but the guy that she picked also had a cameo. So, you know, it's interesting."
Yeah, I mean, we've seen now, Claire was obviously a little upset. She was trying to understand what the, I mean, we have to give Claire a little grace. Now, because when she said this, her world was like falling down around her. Like, she was announced at the Bachelorette, COVID hits, everything changes, everything stops. She probably wasn't like just super peaceful in those moments. Like, yeah. I'm sure there was some like anxiety, at least there would be with me. But yeah, somebody had the last laugh. Matt James will be the next Bachelor. And supposedly the guy she picked was on Cameo as well. Ha ha ha. Interesting how that works.
It is. It's interesting.
Well, speaking of Bachelorettes, Andy Dorfman has actually agreed, and we're so pumped about it. It's been a long time coming, to be our next in-depth episode. So we will be interviewing Andy. Diving into who she is now, who she was before the show, who she was during the show. I'm super pumped for it. Andy has never been held back, and I think this is the perfect format for all of us to get to know her better again.
I am so excited to interview her, and her love interest of long, long ago, Nick Viall, will be coming on our podcast later today to talk all about, you know, the franchise today and his GOAT episode, which will be airing on ABC next Monday. Our last hot topic is a big hot topic. That's because it is the first Bachelor divorce. Chris Redone and Crystal Nielsen have gone forward with the decision to file for divorce. As you guys know, they decided or announced their split in February, and they definitely left the door open for a reconciliation, but it seems like that separation has now become a divorce. She said on her Instagram, "The past 8 months have not been easy. I've been torn between mourning a life that could have been and determined to fight for a future that I know I deserve." She said, "With respect and support for one another, Chris and I have decided to move forward with filing for divorce. As you guys probably know, since you're a hardcore Bachelor fan, Chris Lacey and Marcus got married in a ceremony in Bachelor in Paradise 2, but they never actually filed marriage paperwork, so they were never divorced. So that makes Crystal and Chris's separation the first Bachelor divorce."
It's unfortunate. You know, you and I were both at that wedding. I knew them, you know, through times in Vegas at the iHeart Music Festival and also through the podcast. This is never a fun thing to go through for anybody. It's even harder when it's public. And so, yes, it is really the first, but it's also a moment to show them some love right now. It's not easy, I'm sure, for either of them. And maybe in the future, when things have healed and time has gone on, I know, you know, for me, it happens. We can maybe get one of them on to kind of discuss just how life has affected them and how this whole process worked. But until then, Chris and Crystal are filing for divorce.
Yeah. And we should say, like, Chris made a comment on social media this week that she's moved on. I think some fans think that he's alluding to her finding somebody else and that being the reason that they are splitting, but it was very vague and I wouldn't look too into it. Chris did not post anything on Instagram besides that this week. And I also think that we should just mention that while Ben and I are friends with Crystal and Chris, we're those kinds of friends that, like, you see each other, but I don't know the ins and outs of what they've been going through the past few months. So I don't really have anything else that I want to add about the split.
Well, actually, change gears a bit. We do have Nick Vile coming on the podcast here in just a second. But before we take a break, I do want to kind of go back to this last topic and ask you, the listener. We talk about it all the time on here. You hear us bring it up. I don't think we ever get clarity. And it's always an interesting topic to dig into. Please email us at benandashley@iheartmedia.com. The question this week is, how soon is too soon to move on? We'll take a break. When we come back, Nick Vile will be joining the Almost Famous podcast.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that's just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the diaper stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. So right now, obviously, summer's coming up, and it's a big time of the year for so many. Well, your social battery right now, probably for most people, is feeling a little drained. Or maybe you're bursting with energy, and you're so excited to get out there and talk to people. I know for me, a lot of times, I have to moderate my social engagements because I get drained very fast, very easy, and I need time at home.
Yep, me too, especially while pregnant.
It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, you can give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time, no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/almost today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/almost. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, The next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Up next is the man himself. Yes, the man himself, the one we will be watching, the one we have followed, the one we have rooted for, and the one that we are still rooting for today. And we have the unique pleasure to have him on the Almost Famous podcast right now. Nick, what's up, dude?
Hey, buddy, and what a pleasure it truly is.
Wow. Thanks, Nick. All right, well, next week, your GOAT episode is airing, and you have a really cool thing that you've been doing and airing over the past couple weeks leading up to this. It's basically a spinoff of your Vial Files podcast, and it's Patreon. Can you tell everybody what to look out for?
Yeah, I mean, I think people think spinoff just because obviously I have my podcast, The Vial Files, but I had this idea of recapping my episode of The Bachelor, and that was mostly because it's actually available on HBO Max, you know, to like it's streamed, and so a lot of people were tweeting about me or messaging me and saying, "Oh, I'm rewatching your season," and there are a lot of podcasts out there that kind of go back and recap old episodes, like the Office Ladies podcast that does The Office, you know. And I thought, oh, that would be cool. I mean, it would to recap my season, but I didn't want to do it on the Vial Files just because it's just kind of too much Bachelor content constantly, and I wanted to have its own separate place because, you know, I've been asked to do a tell all, and I'm sure Ben's ever, you know, been asked to do a tell all and like a tell all book, and that just didn't seem like something I wanted to do. And more specifically, it seemed a bit one-sided in a sense that, like, I didn't want to just tell my story. I thought it'd be more fun to have some of the women involved as I kind of recap it, because I was planning on doing it on my own and maybe just with like some friends, like some comedy friends, and kind of. And I thought, well, I'm curious if the women would do it if I asked them, and I did, and they all seemed really excited about it, and it ended up being a lot of fun, and I think in some ways therapeutic for us all. But it was a really interesting. To sit down with all of them, a lot of these conversations I had with them were kind of the first real conversations I had with them since the season. So, you know, whether it was like with Raven or Corinne or, you know, Vanessa, I hadn't like really sit down with them and share my point of view and then have them share their point of views about like things that we experienced on the show. So I thought it was a really unique situation. And I just decided to put it on Patreon just because, you know, I didn't put it on my podcast and it's ad free. I didn't sell any ads to it, but I did produce it on my own and you know, invested a lot in it. So yeah, it ended up being a ton of fun. And so far, everyone who's been listening to it, it's really enjoyed it. And there's definitely some behind the scenes, you know, information or tea. And it was just really just a fun project. I wasn't really sure how it would turn out when I first started doing it, but it really came together as well as I hoped.
And now, as your friend, I think, oh, I got to listen to the Vanessa podcast because you guys like haven't stayed in touch or anything. And I'd love to hear your interpretations of your relationship, especially towards the end. But was there one guest that you had on that really surprised you that you think is a must listen for anybody out there? Like somebody who you have a great friendship chemistry with?
They were all unique and fun in their own way. Like I had actually Angela on as the first one to help kind of recap night one. And for those of you who may not remember or may remember Angela, if you remember Angela, it's probably from Paradise, not necessarily my season because she went home night one. And that was a lot of fun just because there's a specific story in terms of how and why she got sent home. And I kind of go through the process of what it's like night one for the Bachelor, Bachelorette to make their decisions and how you kind of work with producers. But there was a very specific story in terms of why I sent her home and she didn't know. And so I kind of shared with her my point of view and then she asked some questions. That was a lot of fun. Corinne's was really interesting just because, you know, Corinne, I think more than anyone, was the most reflective of her time on the show. She was obviously a big character on my season. And I think we just both had it was just a really kind of honest and fun conversation, but I think it was the most revealing, I think, especially about Corinne. I know a lot of people who listen look at Corinne kind of in a different way. Not necessarily that it was good or bad before, but just you experience kind of a lot of reflection from her. And I thought that was just really interesting. Raven's always, you know, fun to talk to because she's always very honest. I mean, I've had Rachel on my podcast a lot, but, you know, her and I have such a rapport that we really just kind of kept just talking about, oh, and remember this and remember that. So they were all kind of fun. But the Corinne one for me was the most interesting.
Well, Nick.
Yeah, minus the Vanessa one, which is kind of its own special interview.
Well, we last week on the podcast had brought up, you know, Corinne made headlines because she openly spoke about her time on your season and how she, and I quote what Corinne says, acted like a psychopath. Nick, I'm sure you've gotten to dig into that a little bit, and I know that comment comes with a lot of depth. So what is it that you've learned about Corinne now based on, you know, and you don't have to share it all, but what have you learned about her as a human and this reflectiveness that you just spoke of?
Well, I mean, you know, I think that psychopath is just a soundbite because Corinne is still Corinne and that's how she talks to describe mm-hmm. herself. But I don't think she meant that in a literal sense. But
yeah.
I think she talks about how she's a different person. Not only do I not want to spoil the Patreon, but I also don't want to misspeak and speak for her in terms of paraphrase just because that conversation had a few weeks ago. But you just, I think, see some maturing on her part in terms of looking back. I think you also, listening back, I think regardless of what your thoughts on her, how she handled herself, I think you appreciate the level of sincerity that she had, even when filming back then. You know, whatever you thought of what she did on my season, I think after listening to my conversation with her, it's what's evident is kind of her sincerity about just going through the process, you know, right reasons, wrong reasons. Like, you know, everyone has their opinion about how you should go about things. And just because you might be playful or sarcastic and all those things doesn't necessarily mean that you are lacking sincerity. And I think that was really evident, especially after sitting down and talking with Corinne.
You recently talked about the fact that you feel like your season was overly sexualized. It starts out with Liz coming out of the limo. And in episode one, you find out that you and Liz slept together at Jade and Tanner's wedding. And then, you know, you had the past of Caitlin sleeping with you early. And then talking about making love with Andy in the fantasy suite. So you expected that it would be a topic that was brought up a lot, but did it get to the point where it was annoying or you felt almost disrespected?
I wouldn't say over-sexualized, but it was certainly sexualized. And I think I got annoyed and frustrated just like every lead does about whatever it is the show decides to, you know, overplay. Ben gets tired about the unlovable thing, I'm sure, right?
Colton, you know, gets the virgin thing, yeah.
It just gets old. Sometimes people play into these narratives themselves. Sometimes that's what the show decides for them. On some aspects, I didn't mind being the sexual bachelor to a certain degree. I'm a sex positive guy. I don't think it's something we should shy away from talking about, but there's always that kind of tipping point where you feel like people start then making generalizations and assumptions about you. And I think to that end, it can certainly get frustrating. No more frustrating than anyone else, but I don't think it was any worse or less played out than any other season. You know, that's just happened to be, you know, my story arc for them. And again, there's some pros and cons to it. Like sometimes I think of myself as a progressive person, and so there's a progressive element to that. It wasn't always viewed it that way in the moment, but I think it has aged well, I guess you could say.
You know, one of the interesting things that you and I have been able to talk about, looking back now, the goat's re-airing, so like it or not, you spend at least a few moments or maybe a week or however long kind of reminiscing on the season, remembering the season, thinking about how long ago it was and how much you've changed. Now, looking back, since it's re-aired, what do you see in yourself as your biggest takeaway personally from your time as The Bachelor leading up to today?
I think I wore my hair too high my entire season.
No, I loved it.
A little high.
Love high hair. That's my thing.
I can't have high hair, so I guess, yeah, I would say the same thing about you.
I mean, you know, it hasn't been that long, and it wasn't as if I was at a different point in my life. So, you know, unlike Corinne, who talks about she was maybe on the younger side of even her age that she was at, and she feels like she's maybe grown as a person in that time span, I don't know if I really have all that much in terms of where I was in my life then versus now. I think looking back and watching it, yeah, there's some cringy moments, but that's just reality TV. I don't have this great epiphany, I guess is what I'm saying, in terms of what I learned or anything like that. It's always one of those things. Anytime you go through an intense experience, you sometimes wish you would have relaxed a little bit more and enjoyed the journey than you did. But that's, I think, easier said than done as the lead of that show.
You're not yet. I mean, that's one of the things you and I have been able to connect on from our experiences is just how stressed we both were through the whole thing, somehow, some way, just wanting it to be the best possible experience for not only ourselves, but the women involved and the crew and the whole thing, just knowing that it's unfamiliar to all of us. And if I look back and somebody would ask me that question, I think one of the things that I don't necessarily regret, but I wish I would have done differently, is enjoyed a little bit of it. Because it's hard for me to look back and go, that was fun. I've heard leads say it was fun. I can't necessarily define it as fun.
Yeah, either would I. I mean, it's interesting because like going back and talking to a lot of the women from my season on my Nick V Talks Trash TV project, it was fun to talk to them. And you know, you know, they're different. I'm different, and I guess in some sense of the word. But so yeah, without any stakes involved, people are a little bit more lighthearted and easygoing. And so it was way more fun to talk to all these women now. And again, you think to yourselves, oh well, how nice would it have been to like have this kind of lightheartedness with these women then as The Bachelor than I do now. Sure, but again, they're nervous, I'm nervous. It's just, again, easier said than done. But yeah, in a utopian world, would it have been great to just, you know, I guess that's the problem with sometimes that show when it doesn't work, is it's sometimes really hard to have natural conversations. And sometimes the relationships that do well are the ones where people seem to be themselves in even a tougher situation, which, if that makes sense, right?
It, you know, it does. Going off that, you've had so much time with Rachel. You've cultivated a great relationship with her, a great friendship. You respect her immensely. In another world where you got to spend more low-key time with your contestants, quote-quote, even though I don't like that word, would you ever think that you maybe would have ended up with Rachel instead?
No, I mean, I really don't have any regrets in terms of the decisions I made or have things would have played out differently. I have a great respect for the women on my season, especially Rachel, just because she's the person I've probably been closest with since my show. And it's even been nice to reconnect with Raven and talking with her. It was really easy for us to kind of go back and the natural chemistry we had. I don't mean romantically or anything like that, but like it was so easy for me to talk with Raven. And I think you hear that in our conversation. And I think, I don't think that means I would have, you know, with more time, I would explore things more romantically, or just because Vanessa and I didn't work. I don't kind of have revisionist history that way. So yeah, no.
We have been able to interview a few of your women who will be coming up on a future podcast. One of them that stood out to all of us and has always, and is Angela. And then we had Alexis, and then we had Christina, and then you just mentioned Vanessa and Raven and Rachel. Your season, Nick, was just full of incredible women who we've gotten to know more and more ever since this season airing. I know for me, I look back and it's like, it's kind of crazy that so many incredible people spent their time, to date or try to date you, on this crazy experience. As we close here with you, is there anything that you'd like to say to the fans or to the women that were on your season, looking back on your time as The Bachelor?
I mean, I think watching it back, you know, I watch it with a kind of a sense of pride. I think it was a really entertaining season. I think, like you said, it speaks a lot to the women that were on my season. If there's anything, you know, I think sometimes as The Bachelor, maybe you can shed some light on this, Ben, in terms of there's so many nuances or things that go on to being The Bachelor. There's finding love, obviously, and that's your personal kind of priority. But there is a sense of you feel like you want to, it's a show, and you want to make it a good show. You want people to enjoy watching it, right? And sometimes things weren't always easy. I appreciate, especially too, after talking to these women, you know, some of them have said like they were, I was the perfect bachelor for them. And I didn't really think anything of that at the time. Raven said that to me a couple of times. And I've really learned to come to appreciate over the past few weeks, just because they were a group with a lot of different personalities and a lot of, you know, big personalities in a great way, which can make for really entertaining TV. And I'm glad that I made them feel comfortable to be themselves and that they were able to be themselves. And again, back to the kind of progressiveness or the sexualization of myself or whatever, like, I guess I'm glad it all worked out in that way, where they didn't feel like I would ever be judgy or anything like that, where I was the type of person they felt comfortable that they could, like, Raven could tell me that she kicked the shit out of her boyfriend once or whatever, or Raven or Corinne could do some of the things that she did, or Alexis could tell her kind of witty, dirty jokes. And I guess I'm glad that they were on my season, and I'm glad that they felt comfortable enough with me to be themselves.
So Vanessa got engaged this month, and of course you're very happy for her. I know you're happy for her, can we get a quote a little bit more than what you wrote underneath her Instagram?
I mean, truly, that is true as a result of, you know, Vanessa and I hadn't been following each other, you know, since we were broken up, and we kind of talk about that a little bit in terms of how we unfollowed each other after we broke up. But as a result of us talking, I followed her. And then I kind of texted, I'm like, hey, I started following again. She followed me back. And I probably would, you know, I'm sure eventually I would have heard the news, but I'm thankful that, we connected so that I felt comfortable enough to reach out privately as well as, you know, I text her first privately and then commented. And I guess I'm just glad that we're at a place where I felt comfortable enough to do that, as opposed to, you know, just saying, as you suggest, again, like, of course I'm going to publicly say something nice, you know, I guess I could have said nothing at all, but it was nice to be able to reach out to her privately and wish her congratulations and things like that. And, yeah, I guess I'm just thankful that I was in a position to do that. And if she had gotten engaged, you know, 2 months ago, that might not have been the case.
Yeah. No, that's great, because I know that a lot of people, like, they're like, oh, why'd you have to do it on Instagram? Like, why'd you have to do it publicly? Well, it's like, to be honest, well, I did it both ways, but if I didn't do it publicly, then you guys would like on me and say, like, you didn't say anything. It's like, oh, really? Because I didn't say it in front of your face?
Yeah, I don't try to look too much into that. But in that case, yes, you can never win with anyone on the internet, so I try not to. But yeah. But I'm happy for her, and I'm definitely glad we were able to get this recorded before she got engaged.
Hey, friend to friend, host to host, we were glad you're The Bachelor. Thanks for sharing this time with us. Thank you for walking us through the season. And again, make sure to check out Nick's show on Patreon. It's Nick V Talks Trash TV. You're the man, Nick. Thanks for coming on, and best of luck with everything coming up.
Thanks, buddy.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the diaper stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit, and it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply, and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
You know, Ashley, I do have to pause here. We've gone through most of the podcast now. But if I sound stuffy, every once in a while I'll get like a tweet or an email being like, Ben, are you sick? Are you okay? You sound stuffy. well, this time I have an excuse. I live in Denver, and right now we have 5 fires that are within like 200 miles of the city, and they're all the smoke is sitting on top of the city right now, and it is like a overcast haze, and everybody I know has like sinus issues, and I'm struggling. Like it hurts right now.
That sucks.
I'm blowing my nose.
Are your boogers black?
Yeah, no, it's wild. They are. That's a good. I never even thought about it that way. I thought it was like. This is a little gross, but I thought they were bloody, like, because I'm so dry out here right now.
Yeah, like brown.
And I think it's like, I think it's smoke inhalation. Like, they have warnings out. So, if you're anywhere in Denver, you know what I'm talking about. I just also wanted to, like, preface this with saying, I'm okay. I'm healthy. I'm good. Maybe it's allergies. Maybe it's smoke. Who knows? Ashley, it's been a fantastic podcast. Obviously, Nick is always one of our favorite guests. And I'm excited for his GOAT episode because I remember the day he was announced as The Bachelor. And I, at that time, didn't know Nick too well, but I was excited for it because I thought it was going to be super dramatic. And really, I felt like his season was a memorable season because of the cast involved. And that cast is really still in the public eye today doing some great things. So I'm pumped for this GOAT episode. I'm pumped to catch up with the contestants. And it's just always nice to have Nick on.
Ben, I have an email. We haven't done listener emails in a long time, and they are fun. Yeah. And I would love you guys to send more questions our way. I have one that is so good, and it's for Ben.
Okay.
I'm a little curious about how you're going to answer it. Okay, so it goes, Ben, help. How in the world do I write an online dating profile without self-describing? Can you give me some suggestions? And good I'm point. Like listening to this, and I'm like, you know what? It sounds hard, but you can do it. You basically just how do I work? I don't know. You're gonna give me your answer before I form mine.
Okay. Well, Keisha, thanks for the email again. I would say when it comes to dating, the biggest key to me is talking about what you're for and not what you're against. And so if I'm writing a profile, I'm just saying some of the things I like to do for fun. I'm also saying
that's what it is.
And I'm also keeping it. Here's the thing, Ashley. I'm keeping it really short. I'm adding in some of the things that are really important to me. Some of the things that I'm like really interested in, right? For me, it'd be like my faith. It would be my activities, like my hobbies, my sports. Mm-hmm. It would also just be the fact I'd probably honestly put in there, like, if you're somebody that likes to stay up past 11:30 at night, like you and I ain't working, or you're not going to have a partner at 11:30 at night. You're going to have me asleep somewhere. But keep it short, keep it open-ended. I don't think you need to say that you're the kindest, most loving, smart, honest person in the world. I think what you need to do is talk about some of the things you stand for, some of the hobbies that you're involved in, some of the causes that you care about, and some of the things that are important to you, and leave it to the person that's pursuing you to ask more questions, to ask the follow-up. And I think that's the key.
Yeah, don't get confused that like, you explaining your interests, your passions in life, your hobbies and activities, that's not what we get annoyed of when we talk about self-describing. I think what Ben really gets annoyed about when it comes to self-describing is qualifying your personality traits, mm-hmm. right? It's like, I am this, like, I am a kind person. I am a generous person. Like, just don't qualify yourself like that. Let people figure out those qualities in you. And for a dating profile, all you have to do is talk about what you enjoy in life.
I'm with you, Ash. Ashley, as always, it's awesome talking to you about everything going on in Bachelor Nation. I think it was a great podcast. It's always fun to sit down with the guests. You know, as we mentioned, we have a really exciting in-depth coming up this Thursday with Andy Dorfman. I promise it's going to be worth the listen. But until then, this has been the Almost Famous Podcast, and I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. Talk to you guys on Thursday when Andy's interview comes out.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
I've discovered the secret to turning diaper duty into pure parenting joy. Okay, well, that might be a stretch, but Pampers Swaddlers is truly the answer. They feature a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, including even blowouts. And for 2024's hottest baby shower / sprinkle gift, it's the Pampers Diaper Stash. I am so for diapers for a baby shower. Our registry. This Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund where family and friends can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. Just create an account, share it, and then watch it grow, and then gift it. So easy. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness with Pampers Swaddlers and the Pampers Diaper Stash.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.